Well, a New South Wales coroner investigating the deaths of six young people at music festivals has expressed interest in seeing pill testing in action at one of Australia's largest music festivals. The festival is Splendour in the Grass and it's on this weekend at Byron Bay, but organisers say they can't do that without government approval. Instead, a pill testing demonstration is on the cards. Our reporter Bronwyn Herbert joins me. Bronwyn, what's prompted the coroner to want to see pill testing in action?
Oh, hi, Linda. Look, the Deputy State Coroner, Harriet Green, is investigating a string of drug-related deaths at festivals in the state of New South Wales over the past couple of summers, and that had prompted a crackdown from the state government. Now, so broadly, she's been looking at each of those individual deaths and late last week looked into the prospect of pill testing and where that fits in the mechanics of trying to, you know, see whether that could help prevent deaths at festivals. And an emergency medicine specialist, David Caldicott, he was there and provided some evidence and explanation on why he believed it could help people use fewer drugs at festivals and therefore reduce deaths. And he says that the deputy coroner flagged her interest in seeing testing in action at Splendour in the Grass this weekend.
Well, I think she's most interested in looking at the mechanism by which we provide our pill testing. There's lots of different ways of doing it, Joe. For example, there are some people at the moment arguing that we should be just testing the contents of amnesty bins at the door of festivals. The way we do it is we couple the analytical results to a pretty intensive, short education for the consumer and some advice about how they can avoid being harmed. And we think that is the way to approach it. So we're very hopeful that we'll be allowed to show her that mechanism so that she can make some consideration on perhaps any recommendations that she would make going forward.
Dr. David Caldicott, who's an emergency medicine specialist. So, Bronwyn, what's been the response of festival organisers to this request?
Well, the organisers of Splendour in the Grass say pill testing as it currently stands remains illegal in New South Wales. So they can't, despite if, even if the coroner would like it to be there, they can't just perform it as such. So what they can do, however, there is the option of a demonstration of pill testing. And Dr. Caldicott, who will be at Splendour in a capacity of actually partaking in a science tent presentation, can provide a demonstration using a legal substance like Panadol or a paracetamol or the like. But it just has to be clearly defined as being a demonstration and not a pill testing trial as such. So they're definitely supporters of it, but at this stage it can't happen.
And any response yet from the New South Wales government on this?
Look, their response is that they won't be making any comments while the inquest is underway and that their position on pill testing hasn't yet changed, Linda.
Okay, Bronwyn Herbert, our reporter there.